بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليل عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم Beloved, respected elders and brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned a means of our hidayat, say ameen, and hidayat of entire mankind at large. Respected elders and brothers, we find Allah Ta'ala teaches us through the du'as, through the lessons and the examples of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many important things. And of those very important things, we find Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam making du'a that they be joined to the pious. Subhanallah. Anbiya, the beloveds of Allah, are making dua. Allah, unite us with the pious. There's something special, so important, that we be linked to the pious. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, the dua of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. You are my carer. You are my wali. You are my friend. You are the one who is in charge of my affairs. Fi dunya wal akhirah. In this dunya and akhirah. Tawaffani muslimo. Join, make me die as a believer. Walhiqni bis salihin. And join me with the pious. Join me with the pious. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam also. Join me with the pious. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, join me with the pious. Habib sallallahu alayhi salam also. Before he leaves this world also, he's making ila rafiqil ala, to all of my friends above. Also the wish to be with the pious. Like that, our Habib sallallahu alayhi salam has taught us a very important dua. This dua, we see the beauty of this dua. Allahumma anis wahshati warham ghurbati wa yassir li jalis as-salih. Wherein, if you go to an area, locality, Allahumma anis wahshati. Oh Allah, whatever fear, stress, remove it from me. Have mercy upon me feeling like a stranger here. Wa yassir li jalis as-salih. And make it easy for me to meet with the pious. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in used to go to an area. When they used to get to that area, they used to read this dua, and then they would meet another sahabi, and he says, Hazrat, I made dua that I must meet with the pious. Allah has made me meet with you. How much they valued this point about being in the company of the pious. Subhanallah. Look at this beautiful dua. You'll find it in Munajat Maqbul. While I'm reading it also, you can also say Ameen while I'm making the dua. This dua, Marhum Bhai Padar Rahmatullah Alayhi used to emphasize this dua. And he used to tell us, at the time of Azan, you must read this dua. Important dua. Bhai Padar Rahmatullah Alayhi used to teach this to the Arabs also. They used to tell others, you know, we learned this from Bhai Padar Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allahumma say Ameen. Allahumma aftah qafala qulubina bi dhikrik. Wa atmim alayna. Wa asbir alayna min fadlik. Wa ja'alna min ibadika salihin. Allahumma aftah qafala qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open those locks in my heart with your obedience, with your remembrance.
What an important factor here. We only understood the importance of this, that our hearts will be touched in the remembrance, in the obedience of Allah. Then inshallah al-Aziz, we will not only come on a Friday, we'll be here for every salah, we'll be here early in the masjid, because, and we'll enjoy making the zikr of Allah, we'll enjoy becoming, trying to become more obedient to Allah. Azan, at the time of Azan, when the Azan is called, oh Allah, open our locks, that our hearts is inclined towards the masjid. Allah Ta'ala, make us amongst those that are referred to as masjid wale. Say Ameen. Allah, keep us in the masjid. Make us be in the masjid most of the time. Looking forward to being in the masjid. Allahumma aftah qafa ala qulubina bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna bi ni'matik. And oh Allah, complete your favors, your bounties upon us. Wasbir alayna min fadlik. And oh Allah, fulfill your grace upon us. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And oh Allah, make us from your pious servants. Make us from your pious servants. Again we see the importance that making an effort towards piety, being in the company of the pious, is exceptionally, exceptionally important. This point here is so much understood and we can take lesson from it. That Allahu Akbar, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in used to look for that opportunity. Not only for themselves, like that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, even for their children's tarbiyah. For the tarbiyah of their children and the guidance of their children, they used to check where the pious, and that our children should be associated with the pious. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Anas radiallahu anhu, when Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif, Anas radiallahu anhu's age was approximately 10 years old. His mother gave him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son, he's going to be your khadim, he's going to be at your service 24 hours. Allahu Akbar. Gave him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many ahadith we learn from Anas radiallahu anhu through the barakat of him being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that age, he served Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 10 years. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him dua. Oh Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in your wealth and in your children. Over 100 children he had. His orchard used to bear twice in the year. Allah gave him so much barakat. Barakat of being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what he benefited, how he has benefited the ummah just by the company that he stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand how his mother realized the importance of my son being in the company of the pious. Subhanallah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Look at his mother, Umm Fadl, the wife of Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His wife and Maymuna were sisters. So they told the son Abdullah, go and spend the night with your khala, with your auntie, and tell us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the night, how he spent his night, so we can learn and we can make our nights like that. At this juncture, I ask, have I ever thought about this? That my night must be like that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah make it like that. Say Ameen. Not television. That is the night that our nights have become. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there should not be any fairy tale after Isha. And yeah, it is football match, it is cricket match, it is all this shayateen. That's what we have made our nights. Think how Sahaba were. Their company was who? Their night was what? make tawbah, say ameen. That TV must get out of the house. Cell phone, that is not for the children. We too, not waste time with these things. Think to ourselves. I'm saying, what was Sahaba's thinking? What was their concern? How their homes must be? Rumbai Padre Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, we all should make that effort that our homes must be such, it must be a khanka where zikr takes place. It must be a home where the work of dawat is discussed. It must be a home where the madrasa takes place, dini talks take place, discussion about deen takes place in our homes. And the ibadat. After Isha, we are wasting our time. Where are we going to wake up for tahajjud salah? So imagine Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma goes by the house of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he spends the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observing how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his night. And look at subhanallah the tarbiyah. Look at the tarbiyah. They say the best gift any father can give or any parent can give to their children is to give them good manners and akhlaq. And I'm sitting right now. I'm saying, look at these children here. All of them got back problem over there. They will be sitting on the wall. No respect to the lessons of deen. And nobody will tell them to. When I do tell them, people get upset also. But I'm just showing you. Just look at our tarbiyat of our children. At this time I'm talking to them, nobody is interested to. This is the halat. I'm trying to show that by where are we heading towards? Will these children have manners? Ask ourselves, really? I'm speaking to one child, I'm talking to a person, mashallah, family, I'm trying to talk to him, I met him after a long time. Salaam alaikum Ibrahim, how are you? He is not interested in talking to me. Why his father and his mother have given him the cell phone? And he's busy watching one movie. Look at where we have deviated, and where are we heading towards? The best gift that any father can give is to teach the children akhlaq, teach them manners, teach them these beautiful things about how they should respect the elders, how they should meet the elders. Allahu Akbar, some places you see those people that have made the tarbiyah of their children. They will tell the children, shake hands with that uncle with two hands, go and kiss his hand, and you'll see some of them, mashallah, they will kiss the elders person's hand, they will kiss the person on the forehead. They show that azmat and that respect for the elder. Don't walk behind that uncle. You should don't walk in front of that person. Walk behind. That is the kind of concern they had. Concern they had. My respected elders and brothers, understand this important what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. All of you are guardians. You are going to be questioned. You are going to be questioned regarding your children. How did you make the tarbiyah of your children? The other day I went to one house. I'm asking them, by what age? They said 7 years. I say, did find out from the parents that are you commanding them to perform salah at the age of 7? Muru, Rasulullah has mentioned, command your children when the age of 7 that they should perform the salah. And beat them in the reach age of 10. By I am not saying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that you should make sure that you start commanding your children to perform the salah at the age of 7. Do they know how to perform the salah? Have you started teaching them how to perform the salah? So my respected elders and brothers, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu spends the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the tarbiyah of the mother and the father. Look, you're spending the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep the water ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To when he wakes up for tahajjud, he's got water for him. Keep the miswak ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. He makes the tarbiyah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a young boy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him dua that, oh Allah, alimu ta'wilul kitab, teach him, give him the knowledge of the Quran. He becomes the greatest mufassir of the ummah. who Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, by the barakat of the him making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallam. Why? Because his parents had sent him to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to benefit from the house of Rasulullah sallam, to benefit from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected elders and brothers, this point of the company and the sohbat of our children is so important. The environment is so important that we create that environment. Again, my bhai Pari Rahmatullah Ali, I remember going to his house one time when there was a Mastura Jamaat over there. He says, see, shukr alhamdulillah, Mastura Jamaat is at our home today, spending a few days here. Automatically the whole home environment even more conscious in every aspect because of the Jamaat being in our homes. Again, we ask ourselves, how important it is for us to make that effort. And now we need to ask ourselves, these are the important things we need to ask ourselves, that our homes, what we are doing, and our children today, who is the companions, who are the companions of our children? As I mentioned right at the outset, right continuously, the importance of the company that our children are keeping. And we also. Because a person will be on the ways of those that he would be associated with. A person will be his ways, his character, according to the people that he will link up with, united with, be joined with. Now let us ask ourselves, what is the company, who is the company of our children? It's sad, but today, from the age of even 1 year, the mother doesn't care, the father doesn't care, give them the cell phone. Giving them the cell phone, let's be frank about it, we're looking for trouble. We are looking for big trouble. And this is going to lead our children toward Jahannam and us toward Jahannam if we are going to give them this. I'm being frank and open. Let us talk about the things that are affecting our children, that are affecting our homes, that are affecting our madrasas, that are affecting the. We are taking them toward Jahannam in this way. That cell phone, those programs, all are designed to take us away from our deen. Even if it's a cartoon, it's full of shamelessness, encouraging gay, LGBT, whatever it is, all these things are being promoted in the form of cartoons. You want your children to follow those ways, and they begin to like those ways, they begin to follow those ways, then the object of the kuffar, Baba, the object of the kafir is to convert us, to change our mindset, to change our thinking. We have to be very, very guarded. Otherwise, we lose our children's iman. Children are talking, women are talking today, things that are totally against the deen. Why? What is the companion today? It is these fitnas that have come into our homes and these things that have led to us. You know, Bhai Pada Rahmatullah again used to say this to us in his bayad. He used to say, when his nani used to say, a time will come when there'll be dancing and singing women in every home. Dancing and singing women in every home. Bhai Pada said, I never understood it. But when that television came, then I realized it was the reality. You know, I was in Medina airport and I'm shocked. I'm sitting here and this 5-year-old girl, I don't understand how it works, but she's sitting with a cell phone, a mother's cell phone, and she's looking at that thing and her picture is there. She's dancing. She's making different colors. How that works, Allah knows best. But I'm saying to myself, Medina Sharif, this is a Muslim girl and she's so thrilled and she's making herself dance and changing the color, etc. I don't know how it works. But I'm thinking to myself, Allah, what is going to happen to this child? Look at the mentality, look at the child. My respected elders and brothers, it is so important we understand these factors. that cell phone is going to lead to our destruction and our children's destruction and our iman, and they are going to become disobedient to us. They will never be the coolness of our eyes. If we are going to allow them on these things, they will never become the coolness of our eyes. You know, as Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say very nicely, Subhanallah, he used to say, agar koi alu, if somebody plants alu and makes dua, Ya Allah, hame gajar chahe. Plants potatoes and make dua, Allah, give me carrots. You think carrots gonna come? Even if you go to the Kaaba, you'll make the dua, you're not gonna get. If you don't make your children tarbiyat in the proper manner, you don't keep them in the environment of pious, if you don't get rid of the shaitan, of the television, of the cell phone, if you are not monitoring your children and their company, and then say, Allah, manana, make dua, my child becomes the wali of Allah, my son becomes the coolness of my eyes, and that, you know, he must become pious. Bye, it's not going to work like that. You have to make that effort. Allah Ta'ala, open our eyes. Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding. Say, Ameen. Wa akhra da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.